Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles. Title.
Miles. Title.
That's right. Welcome to the show.
We've been, I don't know what you'd call it, offline for a week.
Yeah.
About. Because we had some serious problems with our service. I believe those have been resolved.
We couldn't get it up, but now we're okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
So, everything should be fine.
Yeah.
We just missed a week or so.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing. You know.
Right.
Although, now that we've missed a week or so, we should be real fresh and have some real neat stories, but...
We don't.
No, we don't.
We're just like in a drought here, so... Well, that never stopped us before. So
no, it never stopped us from babbling on and on about nothing. So, you know, I moved.
Yeah.
Which is actually not doing this for a week or so. Has really helped with my moving.
Yeah.
You know, one less thing to do.
Right.
Because every morning I've pretty much been picking the garbage up out of my yard.
What? What's this about?
Well, evidently, I've got the best effing garbage in like a 4-state area or something because every animal and rodent and insect wants to knock it over and go through it. Now, where I used to live, I would probably say homeless people, but there's really nobody out here, so it's probably not a homeless person or even a home person. But judging from the chew marks on the lid, my guess is it's some type of animal. And I don't know about you. I don't know. Have you ever had to pick your garbage up?
Not in a long time.
Not in a long time.
Long time.
As soon as I got married, I stopped having to pick my garbage up.
I think Reagan was still president last time I did that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What was that? You were going to say Jimmy Carter?
No.
Well, I had the garbage cans outside.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, and so then they got knocked over.
Yeah.
And so I thought, hey, you know, I'm going to deal with this. So I get bungee cords, and I strap the lids on with bungee cords.
Yeah.
So that way I can take them off and put them on, you know. All. Well, then they just got more aggressive with the can.
It's the Terminator.
And so there's all these bite marks. I suppose I could have them analyzed or something. But, getting the culprits to actually bite down on something else is going to be, you know, difficult. So I did the bungee thing, and then I strapped them to my deck with rope.
Yeah.
So I bungee strapped the lids and then lashed them to my deck, and they still pulled them over.
What do you think it is?
Well, here's the funny thing. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I'm living out in the country now. This is funny. It's like, you know, I used to live, like, in the city.
Yeah.
Now I live in the country.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole, you know, fish out of water, the whole just changes. You know, before I put my garbage in a dumpster.
Right.
And had people going through the dumpster to get cans.
Yeah.
And guys peeing on the dumpster, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, now I got garbage cans. Don't have a dumpster. And I have wild animals, you know, thinking it's Schnucks or Jewel or whatever food chain stores by your house, going through there doing their shop and, you know, taking the lid like a little basket. No.
There's not dirty diapers in there.
Oh, yes. There's dirty diapers.
No.
In there.
Yeah.
What else am I going to do with them?
Yeah, it's like a buffet, man.
Yeah, well, I had to pick up dirty diapers and eggshells and potato peels.
Do you think it's a coon?
Huh? Think it's a raccoon?
I think so.
That's what I thought until I saw the bite marks on the lid.
Yeah.
I thought, it's probably a raccoon, you know, they can push it over and they're kind of picking through stuff, right? Because they leave some stuff and then they'll leave other stuff. No, this is some kind of dog or something.
Really?
Yeah, so I was out of town and the garbage got dumped over.
Yeah.
And the neighbor lady, as nice as she was, picked up our garbage for us.
Yeah.
And come over about 6 o'clock in the morning, knocked on the door. and was talking to my wife, who was much dismayed that someone was knocking on our door at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wait a minute. 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. It was a weekday.
The neighbor comes over.
Right.
Okay.
And so my wife, you know, talks to the neighbor lady, very nice.
Yeah.
Picked up our garbage for us. And she proceeded to say it's coyotes.
What?
Coyotes are digging in our garbage.
No.
That's what they've told me.
It's coyotes.
Coyotes.
Uh-huh.
Lived in the city, live in the country.
Coyotes.
Coyotes. Now, I grew up in a country setting.
Yeah.
You know, a little more country than what you grew up in, I think. And
you know what?
You're more suburbia.
I was country when country wasn't cool.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, anyway. So, I never saw one coyote.
Yeah.
But evidently there's a whole pack of coyotes around here dumping over trash. Now, I don't know what to believe. These people have like 5 dogs.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just saying coyotes so I won't think about their dogs.
Sasquatch.
Yeah, I don't... It's a Sasquatch. You notice how all the paper plates were arranged in a certain way? You see that big footprint?
Coyotes.
No, that's not your brother's footprint. That's Bigfoot.
Coyotes.
It's the bionic Sasquatch from $6 Million Man.
The coyote conspiracy.
The coyotes. So, I'm like, coyotes? What? And I mean, the garbage is like right next to the house.
Yeah.
So the coyotes are right next to the house.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just kind of, and I'm out of town, I'm like telling my wife, coyotes, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I get home, you know, and I'm talking to the neighbor guy, the husband. And he's telling me it's coyotes. And he goes, you know, you can shoot any of them coyotes you want.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, I guess I have to get a gun now. I don't have...
Oh, great. Now, see, this new house is more expensive than you thought.
Right, I have to get a gun now.
Now you got to get a gun and
I gotta
kill.
Got to get a gun and kill coyotes. I don't know what I'll do with them.
How are you going to explain this to your daughter when she sees this dead dog?
I say, honey, it's a coyote.
Yeah.
I can kill them coyotes. So
you're going to end up shooting the neighbor's Labrador Retriever or something.
I could see that, totally, yes. I could see that. I go out, you know, I'm going to get a new gun here, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to shoot me some coyotes. Turns out to be like, you know, some kind of weird sex thing that the neighbors do in dog suits, and they go through people's garbage or something.
You better have this checked out.
Yeah, I
gotta call the DNR.
Set up some surveillance or something. I don't know.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Seriously, coyotes are getting your trash.
Well, not anymore. I put it in the garage.
You live in Illinois now.
Yes, live in Illinois.
Not far from St. Louis.
Not far. Far enough, evidently, for coyotes.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Well, it is very woodsy and, you know, farmy and, you know, like that. But coyotes?
We'll figure.
I don't know. But anyway, I think it's just a pack of dogs or something. But they really chewed the hell out of the lid of my garbage can, I can tell you that.
You know what it is?
Sons of bitches. What?
Jackals.
Jackals? Could be jackal. What is a jackal? I don't even know.
I don't know. Who knows?
Could be. But no, yeah, coyotes are eating my garbage, so.
Cougar.
There could be a cougar. I doubt it.
Badger.
No, I don't think it's a badger.
Really, that's really...
That's coyote. What the neighbors tell me.
Well, it must be true.
Must be. I got no reason to disbelieve them.
The coyote conspiracy.
So, yeah. So, you know, maybe if I bag me one of them coyotes, we'll give away its pelt on the show here.
Yeah.
Anybody looking for a real coyote pelt?
Yeah.
Of course, it'll look like a chihuahua or something. It's a Pekingese.
Yeah.
I didn't know coyotes were white and fluffy. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to keep the garbage in the garage because it smells up the garage, but that's where I'm at right now. I'm stinking out my own garage with my own damn garbage because coyotes are eating the shit. So.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? I got coyotes.
Well, my parents were here.
So you got coyotes as well? Or?
Yeah, not my parents.
No, I'd say they were more like hippopotami, or they have the demeanor of you know, a yak.
I don't know.
Maybe one of those Angus beef or something. Or...
Yeah.
So what were your parents doing there?
They were helping out because my wife's all, you know, laid up with a broken leg.
Oh, right. Oh, they came to help out? Are you serious?
Yeah, they did. Actually, they did help out.
The goodness of their heart, or is there some kind of new gambling boat there in town? That
well,
they
boat.
To
no. Oh, okay. They, no, just kidding. Actually, the gambling boat is in town.
Yeah, I know.
But, no, they actually were a big, big help.
We're going to help you out until the all-you-can-eat buffet opens at
2:30. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd give you some money, but I'm going to spend it all on the boat.
No, no, it wasn't like that.
Here. No. You know something about pewters.
No, it wasn't.
Do you realize, you know, just to interject that, my daughter right now knows more about computers than you do.
Oh, no.
She knows how to use the mouse.
Uh-oh.
She knows how to type.
Oh boy.
And she can still says pewter. But we're working on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, just to make you feel good, because I know when your parents visit, you always feel good.
Yeah.
So they were visiting to help out. Did they help out?
Yeah, they were. They were a huge help.
So did your mom get like a big tattoo, a big smile tattooed on her face this time?
No,
she got her
No tattoos.
She got her eyeliners done? What?
No.
Her eyeshadow?
No.
Her eyelashes.
No.
She didn't get any of that done?
No.
Oh.
No.
So what were they doing?
They were helping out, but I don't know.
Evidently they were helping you reverse into your normal retarded state.
Yeah, they were. No, my dad was getting all weird.
Was he dressed in women's clothing again or what?
No, he's kinda closeted that now.
Oh, good.
It was just kind of me and him, you know, and he's like, hey, where's your Girls Gone Wild tapes?
Okay.
I go, wait a minute. I thought you were all religious now and all, you know. He's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Forget hey, I even said it. Don't get him out now. Don't.
You should say Jesus hung out with a whore.
Yeah.
He used to hang out with the whores all the time.
And he would probably watch Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Oh, hey, Mary Magdalene, go ahead, take a bath. I'll just sit here.
Wet tea contest.
I'll be fine. Wet tea.
Right?
Wet flaxen robe contest.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I'll just be right over here.
I don't... It was weird. We go to Walmart, and he's looking for stuff.
Hey, J-Man, are you a tent salesman now, or what?
No, he's looking at motor oil, and he starts just, like, chuckling to himself. He's like...
I remember when I could used to drink carts and carts of this stuff.
Hey, look, what's so funny about motor oil? I don't know what's so funny.
Well, evidently, Marlon Brando used butter and your father used motor oil.
I guess. I don't know. It was weird.
Last Tango in Burlington.
Yeah.
I think those sheets that your parents were sleeping on should just be thrown away.
Yelled at my wife.
What did he yell at your wife? Get better, you broken-legged bitch!
Yeah, really. You cripple, get out of here. she accused him of cheating at cards.
You're holding my son back more than that giant belly of his.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, you know.
You're more dead weight than what's hanging on his belt buckle. What?
I pulled a trick on my sister-in-law this weekend.
Oh, yeah? What was that?
It's this trick. You kind of go up to somebody and you say, okay, Bob, close your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And you say, okay, now pretend I'm a giant life-size Barbie doll.
Okay.
And you say, okay, Bob, point to Barbie's head.
Uh-huh.
And of course they all, point up.
Right.
Say, okay, good. Point to Barbie's feet.
Feet,
and they
yeah.
point down. You're like, okay, that's good. And you say, point to Barbie's, kitty, I'm trying to clean up the show a little bit.
Okay. Well, are you a kid in the room or what?
Yeah, well, there might be kids listening, but, you point to someone's midsection.
Sure.
And that's where you bend down and you put their index finger in your mouth. It is the funniest joke.
So you're pointing down into Barbie's private areas.
Yeah.
which oddly enough on a real Barbie are monogrammed.
Really?
With the letter B.
I did not know that.
Well, we have like dozens of, not dozens, but we have about half a dozen naked Barbies around this house right now.
Is that your own collection, Bob?
Yes, or? My own collection.
I thought you were more into Ken, but.
No, I just keep them around, you know.
Yeah.
But their area there, as well as their buttocks, have got the Barbie B on it. All over the place.
How did you notice this now?
Well, I've been put in the situation to have to help dress and undress the Barbies at my daughter's command.
Oh, this is good story.
Yeah.
I like the way this one's going. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Barbie's B is right there by her kitty. Mm. Purr for me, Barbie. Purr. Does Barbie's legs run apart at all? Or?
Does Barbie have anything on her areola?
No, as a matter of fact, she does not have an areola at all.
Yeah, I know you've checked
just
that
smooth,
out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what am I going to do? I guess she's like, put these clothes on, Barbie. And I'm like, okay. Okay, honey, hold on a second. I got to take these clothes off, Barbie.
Uh-huh.
You know.
So you're dressing Barbies.
Yes.
That's why the site was down for a week. You're busy dressing Barbies.
Well.
I'm glad.
You got to have something to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to make your kids happy. I mean, you know.
Instead of hunting coyotes, you're out there dressing Barbies.
I dress and undress Barbies at the commands of my daughter, yes.
Well, that's why stuff doesn't get done on this show. No.
In various stylish outfits.
Great.
But, you know, what am I going to do? No, get those away. I'm not like, you know. I'm not like a class A homophobe like other people I know. You know what I mean? I don't have to shy away from this kind of stuff. I know what direction I'm going, and I'm in that direction. And we're,
okay.
Everything's going fine.
All right.
I don't have to worry about, what are the guys going to think about me changing clothes on Barbie?
Yeah, well, you're doing it at work.
I'd do it at wherever. You know, if she was there, she said change clothes on Barbie, I'd do it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a supportive parent. You know, when your boys say, Dad, make your belly whistle, you do it.
Watch it jiggle.
You're going, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, his name is... Dad, look like a scared Homer Simpson.
Nice.
Oh! So, yeah, you know, I do the Barbie thing.
Yeah.
I'm down with the Barbie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, you would do a video of Barbie gone wild and strip her down naked and, you know, have her dance around and stuff. But, and that's what you can do. You can do that.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I just put the clothes on, take the clothes off.
Barbie gone wild.
Barbie gone wild. Gosh, now I gotta, you know. I gotta go watch some porn or something. You get me all worried.